This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A longtime Education Department staffer says gutting that federal agency will cause irreparable harm, especially for students who have disabilities and students who are low income. My colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillips spoke with a department staffer on the condition of anonymity, and they fear retribution from Trump officials who want to turn the clock back to a time when access to public education was far less equitable.
I'm concerned we're going to end up with an uneducated population, and only those who come from very privileged backgrounds are going to be able to go to college and get higher level jobs. It's really, really, really scary.
Dismantling the Education Department requires congressional approval, but staffing levels at the agency have already been decimated. Meantime, some Democrats say President Trump's order to dismantle the Department of Education is going to make budget problems in Illinois worse. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports Illinois lawmakers fear programs that help students with disabilities and college-bound students will be in jeopardy. Democratic State Representative Anna Mueller says Illinois has made strides in funding education.
But there's no way that we can make up the gap that we may see in funding from the federal government with the resources that we have now.
Lawmakers face a projected state deficit of $3 billion for the upcoming fiscal year. A majority of the Chicago City Council wants state lawmakers to pass legislation to regulate hemp products. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports over half the city council called on state lawmakers to take the lead on regulating hemp. They sent a letter earlier this month pointing to a bill backed by Governor J.B. Pritzker. It would introduce licensing and testing requirements. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants the city to create its own hemp regulations to generate revenue, but an ordinance has yet to be introduced at the city council, and Alderperson Gilbert Villegas says he worries whether city departments
have the bandwidth to do it. I think, again, the easiest way to do it is to allow for hemp to go through the same process as cannabis, so that way we can ensure that when they consume this, that they're consuming a safe product.
Some alders have already banned the sale of intoxicating hemp products in their wards. And the Illinois men's basketball team will play in the first round of the NCAA men's tournament later today against Xavier University. The sixth seed Fighting Illini come to the tournament on a hot streak, winning four of their last five to close out the season. Head coach Brad Underwood says the team will lean on its previous tournament experience to navigate the high stakes of March Madness.
They got to understand the cliche I use, the urgency of the end. And you can't get overzealous or too high. You know, if you win, we've got another one coming around pretty quick.
This will be Xavier's second March Madness game this season. They had to beat Texas Wednesday in the first four to qualify for this game against Illinois. Tip-off tonight is 8:45. And a new music venue in Chicago's West Loop honors the late Jerry Garcia, frontman for the band Grateful Dead. Garcia's will feature performances from genres that influence the musician, like folk, jazz, and psych rock. Owner Peter Shapiro is a longtime concert promoter and hopes the new concert hall will honor the legacy Jerry Garcia had here in Chicago.
Jerry's last performance before he passed away was July of 95 at Soldier Field. The Dead 50, which was the last time the surviving members played together, was Chicago. So I really wanted to do something here.
The first shows at Garcia's this weekend will feature Graham Lesh, son of Grateful Dead late bassist Phil Lesh. Weather sunny, windy, a mild Friday with a high in the upper 50s, and then tonight cloudy and breezy, a chance of rain and snow, a low in the low 30s, and then for the weekend sunny and 40 on Saturday, rainy and low 50s on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.